So yeah, if you play the long game, you win. If you play the short game, you lose every time. You know, a lot of people. If you talk about something that's talking about wisdom or something that's important or deep, they don't listen. But if you talk about something foolish, they listen, you know. If you upload a cat video, everybody watches the cat, you know, cat video, gets a million views. But if you talk about how there's a code hidden in plain view, you get 2 or 3 views, you know. It's funny. It just tells you the state of the humanity. If you upload a cat video, you get a million views. But if you upload something that's about wisdom and knowledge and truth, you get 2 views. There's a lot of traps out here in this world. It's a Jezebel system. And the traps, pretty much, are idolatry. And greed. The traps are the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so there's always an agent trying to get your attention, trying to trap you, you know. Pull you into something that's not your course, not your path, not your calling. What blows your mind is how they just keep on showing up. And so if these agents keep showing up, then it's one of two things. It's either system-wide, which is it is that, and or it could be both. It's a military-industrial complex, more than just Big Brother. It's more about your soul. They're trying to pull you into Babylon. They're trying to pull you into foolishness and Babylon, and pull you into... There's always a Jezebel or a Delilah out there that's trying to distract you from your calling. Fake reality. Fake reality. Every decision you make affects your path, you know. Affects the distance between you and your destiny, or you and your calling, or you and your goal. And so, it's really a trip, to be honest with you. Kind of blows your mind, to be honest. It's so wild. It's so wild, once you see it, let's say there's a man and woman that get married, right? There's going to be agents to try to split that marriage up, especially if it's 2 believers. If you married a fake, it's already split up. They're already trying to gaslight you and make it look like they... make it look like you when they're the ones that are leaving and playing games and cheating and all that. But they got to flip reality because it's all about their image. All they care about is their image. If it's all about their image, you know they're fake anyway. They got to put that image out there. Now, there's some that go to the other extreme and they don't care one lick about their image, and they go into the occult. They go into sorcery, witchcraft, the occult. They want you to know how evil they are because they saw through the extreme red, then they went to the extreme blue. They're swaying between two camps, right? Instead of finding equilibrium and balance, they're going from one camp to the other. Extreme. What happens is with mankind, so mankind will set up a system. And any system that man sets up, it turns into legalism. It turns into some kind of legalistic system. A box. And if you don't line up with that box that they have set up for you, then guess what? You're out of there. The rule-based box system is designed to keep you in a box. And it's actually a box within a box within a box. People who think they're free, but they're creating their own box, they go to the extreme. They really go to the extreme. And so anytime you go to the extreme, that's a red flag, you know. It's a red flag. The overarching pattern is to stay balanced, play the long game, understand that the light always wins over darkness. And you know that's true because when you go in a room and you turn the light switch on, the darkness, as soon as you turn the light on, the darkness has to run, you know, every time. It's absolute. It's a 100% absolute truth. The darkness has to flee. Now, it'll do its best to make the light look. How can the darkness get rid of the light? Well, there has to be a fake light, a Luciferian light, not the real light. And it has to make the true light look evil. It always has to try to make the true light look like it's evil. So whenever the dark is trying to quench the true light, they pretend to be light to make the real light look dark. But the true light keeps shining, and the fake light always reveals itself. They always contradict. So the fake light, think about the fake light. I'm just thinking about things in life that I've experienced and online stuff. So these Gnostics and New Age and these all these different people come in with some fake light, and they always end up contradicting themselves. And the ones that are really seeking truth, let's say they're just out there. But the ones who are really seeking truth, let's say they're out there, they think they just repeat like a parrot what they heard from other people. But the ones who are really seeking the truth, a lot of times they'll find the true light. And you'll actually see them start to correct themselves over time and start to lose contradictions. They lose the contradictions. They start to use their brain and see that they're contradicting themselves, you know. God's word never contradicts. You might say, well, it looks like it does. Well, there's different dispensations and there's different applications. There's different seasons. There's different perspectives. It could be you're looking at it from the unsaved, from the saved, from the eternal, from the temporal, from the age of grace, age of law, age of innocence. It's all related to how you piece the whole puzzle together. And so you can see it from a tribulation period, from a millennium period. It's all has to be rightly divided. And so that fake light can't do that. Because think about it. The fake light is mainly just for money. The world, the flesh, probably like they're lazy. It's all about money. It's not about real sacrifice. It's about somebody sacrificed for them. The fake light. Can't endure the test of time. That's why they want to work fast. They want to work really fast to pull you in. And when they pull you in, how you doing? Pretty good. So yeah, the fake light has to work really fast to pull you into some kind of cult. And some kind of our emotional attachment, like you go into church and say, "Hey brother, hey brother," and it's, the whole time it's legalist. And when you start to see through legalism, and they see they what they want you to do is never miss a day of church, just MK Ultra. So they want you so tied and so busy that you can't break free. They want your mind to so preoccupied that you can't see through the. Through the lies and the deceptions. They want you so busy that you can't see past the box that they've created and the fake friends, fake love, fake everything. That's all it is. It's fake reality. And every box works the same.